With a groan of frustration, Henry put his hands over his eyes and rubbed his forehead to clear his mind. That's no way to go back to sleep, he told himself. He listened to the deep, steady snores of his bunkmates. See, they're not afraid.
Suck it up, boy. A whiner won't last long in this world.
Henry pushed his father's voice out of his head. He was sick of that voice and its harsh assessment. It had been a real struggle for Henry not to see himself the way his father seemed to. He'd thought he'd be free of his father here, overseas, in a war, a chaotic world away from their isolated farm. But the voice haunted him still. Henry made himself think about blueberry pie. To smell his ma's blueberry pie, that would calm him down. It always did. He drifted home to Virginia and dreamed of his mother, Lily, standing by the kitchen sink. She was awash in tide water sunshine.
Get your fingers out of my pie, you sneak, Lily chided. It'll be cool soon enough. Then you can have a proper slice and sit down to the table like civilized folk.
Her dimples showed as she said it, though, so Henry knew he could push it. He pulled out another small wedge, even though it scalded his fingers. He popped it into his mouth. Grinning, Lily picked up a wooden spoon and shook it at him.
You're a ham bone, she said, and caught him for a hug.
Lieutenant Forrester?
A voice cut through the bleary warmth of Lily's kitchen.
Get up, Lieutenant. You're flying today.
Henry forced his eyes open. Sergeant Bromsky stood by his bunk, shining a flashlight. The blueberry pie evaporated.